So President Trump has reversed his position on NATO.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
He cited efforts by the alliance to combat terrorism as the reason to shift. Trump also gave the green light for Montenegro to join NATO. This is a move that could irritate Russia, as reporter Joanna Kakissis explains.
Montenegro may be best known for its stunning Adriatic coastline and as a setting for the 2006 James Bond film Casino Royale. In February, news broke that actually sounded like a 007 thriller. The country's special prosecutor, Milivoj Katnich, told reporters about a Russian plot to overthrow the government and kill the prime minister during elections last year.
Russian nationalists wanted to remove the government. They believed that it wasn't possible through elections, so they had to do it by force.
Foreign Minister Srdjan Darmanovic says Moscow was trying to block Montenegro from joining NATO.
Russia supported anti-NATO opposition in Montenegro, not only the parties, but anti-NATO NGOs, anti-NATO media. But being involved in staging the coup in the country, it was too far.
Darmanovic says he was shocked because Montenegro has always welcomed Russians. So many wealthy Russians live in the coastal town of Budva, and it's sometimes called Moscow by the Sea. Lyubomir Filipovich, a former vice mayor, says most Russian residents he knows don't support the Kremlin interfering in Montenegro.
Most of them that I'm meeting, because my family is Russian, my wife is Russian, they don't support this kind of actions by the Russian government. And they don't want to bring the problems from where they're coming from with them.
A Kremlin spokesman denounced the coup allegations as absurd and denied that Russia interfered in Montenegro's internal affairs. The anti-NATO Democratic Front, Montenegro's main opposition party, says the allegations are a political ploy to jail opponents. Milan Knezevic is one of the party's lawmakers who's been implicated in the investigation.
I'm only being accused because I oppose us joining NATO without considering that most Montenegrins don't actually want this. We want to hold a referendum, so we are being portrayed as enemies of the state.
Public opinion polls show that Montenegrins actually are divided on NATO membership. Many who oppose it cannot forgive NATO for bombing their country during the Kosovo crisis in 1999, when Montenegro was in union with Serbia. Sretan Zujovic remembers driving to the capital, Podgorica, with his pregnant wife when a NATO bomb hit.
At that moment, I was about 500 meters from there, and I remember that moment. Today.
But political analyst Daliborka Uljarevic says NATO membership could be an antidote to the corruption and organized crime that plague Montenegro. She hopes NATO leaders will talk to her government
and try to point out what should be reformed and what are some of the behaviors that are not so acceptable or welcomed.
She also wants NATO and other Western institutions to fill what's been a power vacuum in the Western Balkans.
Russia is simply stepping in because the others are not active or they are not at all there.
The trial related to the alleged coup is expected to begin this fall, and by then Montenegro could already be a member of NATO. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Podgorica, Montenegro.